I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich, time for Second Date Update. We're going to talk to Nadia here. Nadia went out with somebody, and apparently that person doesn't want to see Nadia anymore. So we're going to hear Nadia's story, then we're going to call the person she went out with. We're going to find out why. What's up? What's up? If we can't figure it ourselves. Nadia, welcome to the John, Jay, and Rich Show. What is your story?
Hi. Yeah, so I went on this date, and it was really good, and I haven't heard back from him, and I think he might be mad at me, because I kind of bailed, but it wasn't my fault. We met at a restaurant in this resort, because we thought it was going to be really clean and more sterile than a typical restaurant, and so we met, and he hugged me, and then we got seated. And it was romantic. The food was great. The conversation was amazing. We were laughing. We were having a great time. And we even had dessert. And then after he paid for the bill, the dinner, he asked if I wanted to go have some more drinks at the bar. And I was like, yeah. So we went to the bar and had another drink. And then he asked if I wanted another one. But at that point, my stomach, I started feeling a little nauseous, and I don't know if it's what I ate or if it's the drinks mixing with the dessert, but it wasn't feeling really good. And I kept trying to like hope it would go away, but it wasn't going to go away. And so then I was telling him, I'm like, you know what? I am so sorry, but I just don't feel well. I have to go. Let me make this up to you. And he totally understood, and he seemed like he was concerned. And then I left, and but what was really odd is he didn't walk me to my car, and he didn't even text me to see if I got home okay, or the next day. I didn't even hear from him the next day. So I waited a couple of days, and then I texted him, and still no response. I don't know what happened. I think he's mad at me.
It does sound like he's mad at you, but it's like you weren't feeling well. Your stomach hurts, so it's like, what can you do?
Well, maybe he doesn't believe that was the excuse, but he doesn't believe that's what's happening.
Right, like he thought you were bailing on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he thought things were going great, and then since you had the stomach ache, he figures she's probably not interested.
And you did tell him it was your stomach, right? Because, like, what if he's, like, freaked out you got coronavirus or something?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, germaphobe freak. Yeah, good point.
Maybe he thought I got... Oh, I hope he didn't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have coronavirus because it was. I went home and I was just sick to the stomach, and I felt better right afterwards. So it might have been I had maybe too many sweets, I think, because I had Moscow mules and I mixed it with this chocolate souffle. I don't know.
God,
sounds incredible.
Too much.
Were you like breaking wind in front of him? I mean, maybe he got a whiff of that. That turned him off. Then, you know, he's like, oh man.
They slip.
You know? Did you?
No, I wasn't doing that. Thank God. But,
so you didn't get intimate with all. You didn't get at all intimate with him, right? There was no point where he was like in intimate areas.
No. We hugged. He kissed me on the cheek, and I, you know, kissed him back on the cheek, and it was our first date. So it was, he was such a gentleman. Like, you know, I really liked him.
When you text him, what did you say?
I just said, hi, it's Nadia. Thank you so much. I had a really good time. I'm really sorry that I had a bell, but I was sick. Let me make it up to you. Now, would you like to go out sometime this week? I really enjoyed meeting you and our conversation, and I really had a good time. Get back to me, or you know, get back to when you get a chance. Okay. But I haven't heard anything.
Wow. All right, well, let's get him on the phone. What's his name?
Eric.
Now, just so I understand the beginning part, you guys, this all happened one night. Like, you met him that night and everything? Or was this was a date, like, you met and then you made it?
So, well, we met on Tinder.
Okay.
And then we had been DMing each other and texting each other. And then that was our first time that we met.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. We'll get Eric on the line. Second Date Update continues next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
We're in the middle of Second Date Update. You got Nadia on the line. She met Eric on Tinder. They went out for a first date, met at this restaurant, and had a good time. And then she had, well, she had Moscow mules, and then she had a
chocolate cake.
And her stomach started acting up. I mean, she felt sick. And she said, I got to go. And he didn't walk her to the car. He didn't text her. And she said he was a gentleman up until that point, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you even texted him the day after and 2 days after. Nothing. Haven't heard from him. And
which is kind of rude.
Very rude. And one of the ideas was Kyle said maybe he was worried that you got coronavirus, but then you said maybe he got sick. So there's been no community. Have you seen anything on social media or Tinder, any activity?
No. Okay. Nothing.
All right. Well, let's dial him up and see what's going on. We're all curious. Hold tight.
Hello?
Good morning. We're looking for Eric.
This is he.
Hey, Eric. I'm calling from the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
Why are you guys calling me?
So we wanted to put you on the radio for a second to talk to you, if that's all right with you.
I guess.
We got a call from Nadia. She was telling us about this date, how you guys matched up on Tinder. And she said you were a true gentleman. Everything was going great. And she told us about the date up until when she got sick and she had to go. And then she said you just showed no interest in her after that. And so after telling us the story, we were like, can we call this guy? We want to find out why, because it sounded like the date was going great, except that she got a stomachache. So we wanted to get you.
I know what you're talking about. I've definitely moved on from that.
Okay.
I have no idea what her problem is.
Well, what happened? What was your problem? How come you're not into her?
I mean, I don't know. If you talked to her, you would know that she bailed on the date.
Well, she said she got sick.
No. No, she, like, I don't know what she was thinking, but she either chickened out or wanted to just leave. Whatever. I don't know. But that she was not just, like, sick.
Oh, well, she told us she got sick. She thought it was for the Moscow mules and the chocolate souffle.
No. She was fine. She had no problem. She had a really, like, expensive filet. And, like, yeah, she had, like, three Moscow mules. She, like, seemed to just, like, get her free dinner and leave. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're not buying her saying that she wasn't feeling well and that's why she wanted to end it?
I mean, didn't make any... And nothing else makes sense to me. I mean, she was really expensive. Dinner, drinks, the hotel room. I mean, that sucked. What is
he? Wait. You got a hotel room?
What?
Eric. Wait.
Is that not a
hotel room. You thought we were going to sleep together on the first night? Why would you even think that? Oh, my God. I'm so glad I got nauseated. It's probably my angels messing up my stomach, so I wouldn't have to deal with you. Oh, my God. Why would you not? You didn't even ask if I wanted to. You just assumed? Where in my conversation did I say, hey, let's go bone afterwards, or let's meet and bone? God, I'm so glad. I'm glad now.
You didn't say that specifically, but honestly, it seemed like that's where things were going. You were sort of hinting at that. You wanted to go to this resort for dinner. You wanted to go to this place for dinner where there's, like, the hotel, and I assumed there would be, like, lots of drinking and just...
Yeah, because it's a nice restaurant there. Because I said that, it's because we liked the vibe and we thought it was going to be really clean and sterile. It wasn't because I wanted a hotel room.
That's pretty misleading, honestly, the way you were acting.
I liked you, so we're flirting. That's
that's it because I liked you. But that's what happens on a first date when it's going well. The first date, you don't go further. Or if you did, I would hope you wouldn't like a girl that would just go all the way the first date. You kind of want to get to know each other.
Heavens no. Why would we want that?
It seems like you assumed a lot, Eric. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just being safe based off of what I was getting, which was definitely completely not what I'm hearing now.
That's, okay, but like she told you she wasn't feeling well, and then you're like, no, you're not. Yeah. So it's like she was telling you everything.
I don't know. You can tell when somebody's not feeling well or when they're just like making up an excuse.
You can't always tell. You're not feeling that.
I don't think anybody's going to eat that much steak and chocolate cake if they're planning on being naked in front of somebody an hour later anyway.
You're right. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
That should have been your first sign.
Oh, my God.
Is it just because you met on Tinder that you figured that was the hookup was imminent?
I don't know. I was getting definitely signals that, I don't know, this is all seems off to me.
Huh? So every date you go on, you just expect a girl is going to have sex with you? Is that what
no,
is that what guys
definitely
see?
Definitely not. But like,
you hope and pray.
And again,
well.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah, well, I'm glad now. I don't care to be with someone like that. So I'm fine you haven't gotten back to me. And I'm glad my stomach hurt now.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing in disguise. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That must be your female intuition, you know? Like Oprah says, look at signs. Listen to the signs. And that must have been a sign. Plus, I would say, generally speaking, you're probably not going to, you know, Tinder, the way Tinder was explained to me when it first came out was a hookup app. It was about, like, my buddy goes to New York on business trips, opens up Tinder, right away, hooks up. It's hooking up, it's hooking up, it's hooking up. So if you're going to look for a relationship, you might go to Match.com or
some people, I mean, literally my friend's married to her Tinder date.
I know, but that's not what I believe. The way it was explained to me when it first, that's not what it was for. It was a hookup app.
But if you're communicating back and forth, I think you would establish that.
True. And it looks, sounds like there's some major lack of communication between the two of them.
So no second date, we're guessing.
But she's
usually if she doesn't talk to you about hooking up, you can kind of assume you're going to need to clarify that before you start thinking it.
Yeah. All right. She's not going out with you, Eric. Thank you very much.
It's fine with me. Thanks. All right.
Fine with me. All right, Nadia.
Uh-huh.
You got to trust that gut. That's literally gut.
Okay. I am.
I want to call you for all business and life decisions now. How's your stomach feel? What do you think I should do? Should I buy this sofa? I'll send you pictures of the couch. Do you like this couch? Does it match? What's your stomach feel? My stomach's good. Okay, we'll get it. All right. Thank you, Nadia.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Second date update, John Jane Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.